This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough. Let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No Who Can.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
And a happy new year to you. Glad to have you with us on New Year's weekend. It is such a good time to be together. Kevin McCullough, thankful to be able to be with you every Saturday and Sunday on your local radio, television, streaming device. We are everywhere. And as we go into 2023, I want to say right up front at the beginning of this hour, what a deep debt of gratitude I have to the partners that have helped me do this show for such a long time. You know, we are one of the longest running and the most syndicated weekend radio broadcast in the country, and have been for about 9 years. It's been a deep honor to have such a great opportunity on the weekend to talk to so many people. And to get your feedback and to know that what we're doing helps you in everyday kind of life, from the types of stories that we cover to sometimes just trying to get you to smile and maybe tap your toe a little bit. I made reference at the beginning of the first hour tonight that I had some news about this particular broadcast. And for those of you listening by way of radio, for those of you watching by way of over-the-air television, and for those of you that are watching via stream, I feel like I got to put the whole thing in context for you to fully understand it. When this show began more than 12 years ago now, it was partnered with the actor Stephen Baldwin. And we called it at the time Baldwin McCullough Radio. And it quickly went from 3 stations on week one to 100 stations in less than 2 months, which is just, for radio stations, that's just kind of crazy in terms of how fast that syndication took off. After about a few years with us, Stephen moved on to other things. He's still making movies and doing that sort of thing, and we carried on in the tradition of Radio Night Live. That's where this show became what it is now. And oddly enough, we grew even more after the change of the kind of context and tone of the show and everything. We tried to keep it humorous. We tried to give you a little bit of uplift for your weekend. We still tried to give you breaking news analysis on what was going on. But over the course of these last 9 years that it has been Radio Night Live, it's been my pleasure to be with you every weekend and to enjoy this relationship. And as technology has changed, so has our opportunity to find new viewers and listeners across the board. So a variety of television channels have picked up the show on and off over the years, Biz TV and Center Post Communications became one of the real partners of this broadcast. Scott Miller and the team that had been operating that network came alongside us and said, hey, we really like what you're doing. We think that it will help a lot of people. We want to put you on not only on Saturday one time, but we want you to run back to back. So from 9 to 11 and then 11 to 1 for the last 9 years, we've been in that slot on that great television network. And then in this last year, Salem News Channel, which is the new streaming news channel for the Salem Communications Company that a lot of radio stations that carry this show hear us on. Great stations like KSLR in San Antonio and WORL in Orlando and a number of others across the country. Those of you that are out west, I know we've got Portland and San Francisco and a bunch of places that get this via radio. I'm just grateful for all of your partnership. But Bill Boyce, my boss at Salem Radio, came and said, Kevin, we've got an opening on Saturday night. We think Radio Night Live would be a great show to add there. Now, you might understand that a television channel, and now two, might not be all that thrilled with having what's called a radio show on their airwaves. And though some of the rest of the Salem News property is a TV simulcast of some of their syndicated networks, Salem News Channel is really wanting to see to it that the primetime programming for SNC takes it to the next level and make sure that we get the very best that we can across the airwaves. Well, I had been considering this already because this show is as much a TV show as it is a radio broadcast, and vice versa. It's as much a radio broadcast as it is a TV show. So to call it just radio or just television is really kind of unfair and kind of doesn't make any sense. So Eric Hastings, one of the new producers at the Salem News Channel, and I had lunch, and we started thinking about ways to maintain the excellence of what this broadcast has stood for this last 12 years, but maybe take it to a new level, which is why I am really honored to roll out for the first time ever for you to see the artwork for the show that will replace this current iteration of the broadcast as the new That Kevin Show for your weekend. It's not going to be confined to Saturdays. It's not going to be confined to radio. And it's really going to open up a door for us to be able to really get the word out on so many important things. And at the same time, maintain those opportunities that we want to have throughout your weekend to maybe give you a little giggle, give you a little uplift where you need it, and make your weekend a little bit better. So coming up this next month, in the month of January of 2023, we will be rolling out the That Kevin Show, and we've already got booked, and I want you to know about this up front. For the very first episode, we've already got the tremendously talented Kevin Jordan, the world's funniest policeman, will be joining us, comedian, and there's going to be comedic elements to the new show in an even bigger concentration. We want you to laugh. We want you to have a good weekend. So Kevin Jordan's going to join us, the world's funniest cop, and Elizabeth Pipko, one of the world's truly most beautiful supermodels, and she has got a very exciting announcement of her own that she'll be announcing. You may remember she was someone that supported President Trump very strongly in the last election cycle. She's done a lot of work with the Nation of Israel. She's got a lot of really good ideas about how to make life better for a lot of people, and she's on the verge of a very exciting launch of her own, and she's going to break that news for us on the That Kevin Show, the debut episode, most likely in 2 weeks here where you're listening to Radio Night Live. So I want to say hat tip to all the partners that have helped us to date. Thank you for continuing to believe in us. Thank you for continuing to push us forward to be even better than we've been in the past. And thank you to the to those of you that are helping us become even something better in the near future. I'm excited about this. I think it's going to open up even more doors to have even more great conversations about some of the most important things on planet Earth, but also give us the opportunity to relax and let our hair down and have a giggle or two every weekend, which is kind of the overall goal. So thank you. Thank you, thank you to all of you for that. And be looking. And in fact, tonight, one of the exciting partnerships that's coming on board with the That Kevin Show is on my friends at Dry Bar Comedy. Dry Bar Comedy is a new kind of genre of comedy that's being done that you don't have to be embarrassed by. Truly funny, but not offensive. You don't have to worry about your kids hearing bad words coming out of people's mouths as they're trying to get you to laugh. And so tonight, Kelly Collette is going to be in the ladies' lounge with the very first episode of our new comedic installment from Dry Bar. And then, of course, Kevin Jordan's going to join us on the debut episode for the That Kevin Show. So I look forward to all of that in the days to come. Now, very quickly, I do want to hit one news story before we get on to our next break. And I told you there was good news in the first segment of the first hour tonight. There's good news here. How many of you, show of hands, thought it was just kind of goofy to be allowing transgendered boxers to specifically fight in the women's division of boxing? Yeah. You know who else thought that was dumb? Female boxers. Because you're, in essence, pitting a man against a woman in a very violent sport that oftentimes ended up with the women involved being injured. Well, as it turns out, We have some good news on that front tonight. An international boxing organization citing concerns over the health of women boxers, which I'm not sure that I really want my daughter doing that anyway. I don't think that female boxing is something that I particularly have great fondness for. But the World Boxing Council has decided, and they made the announcement this week in the London Telegraph, because of the dangers that are imposed upon the women in boxing when you have a mix of men and women in the ring, they have decided, and this is pretty good, that they will no longer have men and women fighting in women's matches. That in fact, if transgender fighters would like to fight and to ensure their safety and the safety of the people that they may have injured, they're going to have their own boxing league. So they're going to take the transgender boxing out of female boxing, and that's good news, at least for the lady fighters. No more worrying about dying in the ring. All right, Kevin McCullough, we've got a great ladies' lounge for you tonight. Coming up next, Kelsey Bowler and an emergingly controversial story surrounding America's favorite doll. And a little bit later on, Kelly Collette and more surprises. Stay with us. It's Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. This week, I saw a headline that disturbed me to no end, and it has to do with a toy that my daughter easily could have gotten into by now. She has not. She will not be beyond this. But if you're familiar with the girl, the doll brand, the American Girl, there is a bit of controversy. And here to discuss is the Independent Women's Forum's own Kelsey Bowler, a mom herself of young ladies. And Kelsey, this is you know, you don't get much more apple pie than American Girl. And, you know, they had a big flagship store here in Manhattan. People would make, you know, bucket list trips to the city to come go to that store. But they have really turned on the woke as of late. What's the latest?
Yeah, this is really upsetting for those of us who grew up around the American Girl doll tradition and hope to pass that on to our own daughters one day. What happened is American Girl publishes a series of how-to guides. They call them the Smart Girls Guide. And in their Smart Girls Guide to Body Image, American Girl offers children ages 10 and up ideas on how to socially and medically transition with the help of trusted adults. And it even suggests, gives resources to young girls on how to pursue these transitions in secret behind their parents' back. There's a quote from controversial transgender activist Jazz Jenning. And, of course, there's no mention of the risks or downsides of pursuing these medical treatments, so-called treatments. And so this book, rightly so, is causing a lot of outrage amongst parents because this is a company that was founded on American values, teach children about American history, educated them, entertained them, and had a very good reputation of being a wholesome company. Over the past, you know, couple years, they were bought out by retail giant Mattel, and no surprise, they've become more woke in that process. But I think this book was really a bridge too far for many parents, because what American Girl is doing here is wading into a medical issue to very young girls, girls as young as 10 years old.
And it is pretending as though the information that it's giving is at minimum non-harmful, but they would believe that it's actually accurate and beneficial. And Kelsey, the more medical professionals that I speak to about this issue, I mean, Dr. Mark Siegel was on my medical night a couple of nights ago, and he is beside himself with what these what the administration and what this agenda is doing to children's medicine across the country, because you've got medical experts supposedly saying that this is what's best for kids, and the data is far from that, and puberty blockers and other things are showing negative impact on some of the children's health, not to mention all the stuff that we're finding out now in people that are detransitioning. You've documented a good deal of that in your documentary Identity Crisis, but this is bad medicine. And they're putting it in there. It's not just a moral issue for, you know, Bible thumping fuddy duddies. This is bad stuff for kids, and yet they're pushing it through this channel.
You're right. These are experimental treatments for children. We don't yet have conclusive studies in the United States. There's one that's supposed to be coming out from the NIH, but of course that release keeps getting delayed. But what we do know is that from many European countries, they are ending the use of puberty blockers in children who are experiencing gender dysphoria due to the long-term risks and a lack of evidence that puberty blockers actually help these children. In many cases, they're finding that puberty blockers are causing more harm. And it's also, important what you pointed out about the stories of detransitioners who are so often blacklisted from the establishment media. They are firsthand evidence of the real life harms that right. come with these drugs and surgeries. I most recently interviewed a young girl named Prisha Mosley, who, went all the way down the transgender path to actually get a double mastectomy, and she faces very traumatic lifelong complications from what doctors and mental health professionals allowed her to do to her body when she was suffering from well-documented cases of mental illness. And, among those are topics that are very difficult to talk about with young teenagers, let alone children as young as 10 years old, who this book is marketed to.
Yeah.
This is a girl who suffers from vaginal atrophy and dryness, which not only makes intercourse painful from her, but also leads to distressing urinary symptoms. She doesn't know if she'll ever be able to conceive her own children because of years of testosterone. So these are very serious complications that have a high risk of occurring if children pursue puberty blockers. And for American girls who so callously suggest young girls go down this path and perhaps go down this path behind their parents' backs is just reckless. It's a complete betrayal by a company that so many of us grew up loving and trusting.
Well, in Europe, they have had a reversal in the public health standpoint on this, and I know that our administration is not interested in reversing course on what it has said publicly, but I have to think that as more of this medical evidence comes forward, that we're going to have to do something like that here as well for the welfare of children. I mean, and this kind of goes to the point you and I have talked about a lot. It doesn't seem like the left cares about children, not what is actually good for them. They seem to use children as pawns to an end. They use them for their debate about abortion. They use them for debate about this agenda. They use them to say certain things should happen in the educational arena. They're always pawns that are used by the left for certain outcomes. But in terms of the welfare of the child itself, it just seems like they just don't care about them.
Well, what's so disgusting to see is that these major corporations are profiting from this indoctrination,
yeah.
from preying off of young, vulnerable children. We saw this from Valencia not long ago. We've seen Disney overstep its bounds and engage in political fights against parents. And, now American Girl. So, again, this is just a betrayal of a classic American company that so many of us grew up loving. I really dreamed of the day that my daughter would unwrap an American Girl from under our Christmas tree. And unless this company retracts what it published and acknowledges, in the least acknowledges, the truth about what puberty blockers and transgenderism actually encompasses, I don't want to give them my business, and it's very evident that thousands of parents around the country feel the same.
Well said. Kelsey Bowler, always appreciate your insights. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Marking 2023 around the world, this woman is excited to join the full capacity for the ball drop in Times Square.
I've never been to New New York before, so what better time than New Year's Eve?
Thousands also gathered in Sydney, Australia, for the city's famed fireworks display over the harbor. Pope Francis will preside over the funeral of his predecessor, former Pope Benedict XVI. Officials say Benedict's body will be moved to St. Peter's Basilica Monday so the faithful can pay their final respects ahead of the funeral on January 5th. President Biden is responding to the death of legendary news anchor Barbara Walters. He tweeted on Saturday a photo of the two shaking hands and said she was, quote, an example of bravery and truth. Walters died Friday at age 93. Queen guitarist Brian May is being knighted by King Charles III, his first honors list since taking the throne. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back. It's Kevin McCullough and the New Year's edition of Radio Night Live, the last New Year's edition we will be doing. As you've already heard from me in the earlier segments tonight, the construct of this show, the name of it, kind of the look of it, the tone of it, is going to undergo a little bit of refinement in the next few weeks, and the Radio Night Live moniker will be going away and surrendering to the That Kevin Show, which should be a lot of fun. And one of the things we hope to do is help you to laugh as much as possible on your weekend, because we do know the value of some entertaining humor as it goes by. And that's why I'm excited about a brand new partnership with the folks at Dry Bar Comedy. And you can imagine someone who's got enough wit to tongue-in-cheek the name Dry Bar must have an idea or two about what comedy might consist of as well. And we've got to promise you, these things are funny, and you're going to enjoy them, and they're safe for the whole family. So let's enjoy tonight's first performance. Here's Kelly
Colette.
I'll tell you a little bit about me. I have one sister, and my sister calls me every year to tell me what to buy her for Christmas. I don't know if you guys have people like this in your life. It's a really fun game. Like last year, she called me, and she's like, hey, Kelly, all right, it's Christmas, okay? I want this blender, all right? It's from Target, okay? It's $40, okay? Would you get that for me? I was like, all right. She's like, we were so thoughtful. What can I buy for you? I was like, $40 gift card to Target. Right? I don't want to play this game anymore. Actually, make it 100. I'm trying to win Secret Santa this year, right? That's how competitive I am. I try and win Secret Santa. I try and win all the games. Don't invite me to your bridal shower. Don't invite me to your baby shower. I'll knock over your grandma to win a potted plant. Like, I am so competitive. I try and win the baby shower games as if the prize is I get to keep the baby. You know what I mean? Like, that's how competitive I am. It's ridiculous. So competitive. I had to say this to my friends on multiple occasions. I had to be like, I'm very sorry for what I said to you when we were in the escape room. You're not useless. You're just not as good as Sudoku as me, and that's not your fault, all right? And it's not like I need prizes. I'm like low-key a hoarder. Any hoarders here tonight? No, they never are. They're at home with their treasure babies. I couldn't make it out the door to come to the show. Right? Low-key a hoarder. I think I'm a hoarder a little bit because it's so easy to get anything you want nowadays. Like, are you guys addicted to Amazon? Right? I can't believe it. Every time a package comes to my house and I see that it's an Amazon package, I'm always like, I didn't order anything. Because that's how quickly it comes. You forget that you even bought anything. I was like, I have a secret admirer. This is very mysterious. This is fun. And then I open it and I'm like, oh, zip stickers. That's right. I had a zip yesterday. The stickers are clear. They disappear. They'll hide on you every single time. Don't buy clothes on Amazon also. That's my biggest advice. Never buy clothes on Amazon because it's never the quality you think you're going to get. I bought an outfit on Amazon one time. I was so excited about it. I wore it for New Year's Eve. I was like, I'm going to look hot in this. I'm going to look like Mariah Carey. I put it on. I look like Drew Carey. Why did I buy a blazer and glasses? That's a weird New Year's Eve work. 90s Mariah, in case anybody was judging me. All right? Always be my baby Mariah. That's what I was going for. Classic Mariah. But my friends, like, they all registered for their stuff on Amazon. It was so easy to get them the stuff. And I'm actually kind of jealous because when I got married, I was 23 years old, and I didn't know how to be a person yet, let alone know what to register for a wedding registry. I had no idea. So when I got married, I registered for an ice cream maker and a hammock and a bicycle. And I got all of them, you guys. It was awesome. I was like, this is the best birthday ever. Who's this guy? What? I don't know what I need to be a person. Ice cream maker. Whew. I'm in my 30s now. And it wasn't until last year that I learned what a colander was. A pasta strainer. Had no idea. I thought that was a cool metal hat you got to wear in the kitchen while your mom was cooking spaghetti sometimes. I had no idea that you could actually drain pasta with a tool. How did I drain pasta, you might be asking yourself? Oh, well, first you take your boiling pot of hot water off the stove, and then you slowly walk it over to the sink to pour it out 1 inch at a time while the steam hits you back in the face. You bare hand catch the pasta, throw it back on the counter, hope it doesn't fall down, the dog doesn't eat it. That's how you do it in my house. Thank you. The whole time I'm like, Shark Tank better think of something. This is good.
Yeah, she's onto something there. Shark Tank could come up with something. Maybe a colander. Kevin McCullough, appreciate the folks at the Dry Bar. Two shots of funny, no chaser. Coming soon to a TV near you. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Stay with us on this New Year's Eve edition.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't like me.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. You know, as we every year get to kind of evaluate what's gone on in the previous 12 months or even longer, it's sometimes good to do a checkup on where we're at and what's happening. And my friends over at the Family Research Council have just released a report on what has happened by way of hostility being expressed towards Christians and the church
in the United States covering the years, I think it's 2018 through 2022. And Ariel Del Turco joins us now to discuss this. She's the Assistant Director for the Center for Religious Liberty at FRC. And full disclosure, I used to work for the Family Research Council, so I just want people to be aware of that. Ariel, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here. Why was FRC interested in looking at this five-year period?
Yeah, so we really began looking at this just because we had perceived a supposed rise in these incidences. We were just hearing more and more about vandalism and other types of attacks against church buildings. And so we wanted to put numbers to that. We wanted to see if there actually was a rise. So we looked at the years 2018 through 2022, through September 2022 was our reporting period. And we found almost that the incidents tripled from the first year to this current year. So at 2018, we were looking at around 50 cases that we could track of acts of vandalism and other acts of hostility, including arson, other violence against churches. And this year, there was 137 just through September. Wow. On track to triple.
Okay, so let me break this down a little bit, because numbers are, I'm fascinated by data, and I find it very interesting to look at, but I also think sometimes it can be a little bit tricky to understand. When you say there were 50 incidents in 2018, I'm guessing that these were all reported, and that there was a certain level of hostility that you detected to qualify an incident as one that was put on the list.
Yeah, you're hitting at a very important point here. So we relied on open source data for our reporting.
Okay.
Typically that would be incidences that reach the news. So we suspect the actual number to be much, much higher, because not all churches either have connections to news outlets to get their story out there or don't report it to the police.
Sure.
There's any number of reasons that we wouldn't have heard about it, but these are the numbers that we were able to find.
So using that as the kind of barrier for evidence or inclusion, you're saying according to that same standard, nearly three times as many occurred in 2022 as occurred in 2018.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. What were the most, well, who were the groups that were most targeted, and in what way was that most expressed?
So we found that there was a very disturbing correlation between times of political tension in the United States and a rise in these acts of hostility against churches. So most prominently, we saw that this summer with the leak of the Supreme Court Dobbs decision,
mm-hmm.
which was about to overturn Roe v. Wade. So this year alone, from January to September, we counted 57 pro-abortion acts of hostility and only five over the previous 4 years. So that's a very, very sharp increase. Really a lot of anger.
And these are against churches per se. They're not against things like crisis pregnancy centers or what would be considered sometimes parachurch operations?
That's right. These are just churches alone.
Wow.
While many churches are pro-life and are a great source of pro-life activism, they were not responsible for the Supreme Court's decision,
right.
Yet they were the target of violence.
So have you guys taken a look at similar periods previous to 2018, trying to judge by a similar standard at all?
We've not. This was our reporting period, just the last 5 years. But even within that framework, we saw a pretty consistent rise.
Yeah. How closely tied? So I'm thinking of the time period that it covers. You're in the last 2 years of the Trump administration and the first 2 years of the Biden administration that are all included in this. Was there a correlation to, you know, presidential administrations or governmental response to these types of things at all?
Well, every year successively, we're looking at a pretty steady rise, except for 2020 when there was a significant dip. However, we are chalking that up mainly to the general limitations in mobility that people had with lockdowns,
COVID.
Other restrictions.
Yeah.
Exactly, during COVID. But overall, there's a steady rise. And really, I think this is symptomatic of a growing social hostility to Christianity generally. America just does not have the same level of societal respect for churches and religious institutions that it once did, maybe several decades ago. We would have expected that even people that didn't agree with religions would still be treating church buildings and religious adherence with respect, and we're just seeing that erode more and more and more, and especially with that mix of political hostility towards Christian beliefs, especially Christian beliefs that pertain to human dignity for the unborn, into the definition of marriage and proper human sexuality. We're seeing these being areas where Christians are increasingly targeted.
Well, it's interesting that you guys did this study, because obviously since the overturning of Roe, and even since the midterms, there are, you know, there's assertions being made about the role of people of faith, and with the new signing of the what's called, I feel like falsely, the Respect for Marriage Act by the president, there are concerns that there's going to be more targeting, legal targeting of people through that mechanism. And I would guess that the trend goes, when there's more legal targeting of people of faith, that the hostile acts that go beyond legality are probably going to increase as well. Do we have any basis for that theory being true?
Yeah, I think there's a strong correlation between government violations of religious freedom and social hostility against religious freedom. So I typically look at two things for religious freedom. Legal protection, but it's not just legal protection that actually makes religious freedom safe in a society. It's these cultural influences.
Right.
So does the culture support religious freedom as well? And so we're seeing that just collapse.
That's good stuff. Harold Del Turco, thank you for being with us.
Thanks so much.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Compliment supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've worked our way all the way to the number one song for 2022. And at number one, as it was on the Billboard charts for 15 weeks this year, here's Harry Styles.
The next song I'm going to play, I have to dedicate to each and every single one of you. Because once again, you've changed my life. This is As It Was. Why don't we leave it at that? Nothing to say, everything gets in the way. Seems you can have a good place. And if you want to stay, oh.
Styles, as he was number one on the charts for 15 weeks, according to Billboard's Hot 100, and by far the longest record-holding single for the year. He also played 15 consecutive sold-out shows at Madison Square Garden, New York, over that same period of time. And what an amazing performance here on Radio Night Live as we close out the year 2022. Not many episodes of Radio Night Live exist yet. But that's because of the brand new That Kevin Show that comes your way soon. Hopefully we will talk to you again next week. Stay here.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.